Hey all my Crimsonites, and welcome to the Crimson Cure channel, where we embrace our femininity, increase our womanly value, and celebrate our brothers. So join me on our feminine journey to learn, heal, and grow. Hey there, my Crimsonites, and welcome to the Crimson Cure channel. I'm your hostess, femininity coach, and author of The Crimson Cure, and this is my perspective. They stay looking for handouts, gimmies, help, support. And y'all not broke, y'all poor. It is what it is. Y'all are not broke, y'all are poor. Y'all are impoverished. Because this amount of begging, both dry and wet, need to be illegal. Because y'all get on this internet, and I'm talking about y'all hyenas, y'all get on this internet and you play all day. That's all you do. Because 1 minute, you don't need no dude. Y'all boss chicks. Y'all got it. You know, he need to be trying to come up to what you do. He need to be trying to do for you the stuff that you could do for yourself. You know, why he ain't got no money? You know, he need to be at least making the money that you making equal. You know, he need to be on your level. 1 minute is that. The next minute, you need all the help in the world. The next minute, you know, he got to get your hair done, your nails done, your shoes, you know, bought, your light bill paid, your phone bill paid, put gas in your car. You know, just listen.
I'm not going to say it's obligated because it's not really obligated, but it's in your best interest to do certain things if you're going to add to my fucking number. For instance, if you're going to see me at a gas station, you might as well try to pump my gas, if not pay for the shit, to make it a little more likely to get my fucking number. I will sincerely never forget when I was in line, man, this homeless man some food. It was a restaurant full of men. I'm talking about full of fucking men. This man came in there. He was homeless. Said he was hungry. I said, I'll buy your food. So I go up there. These men allowed me to buy this man food. I promise y'all, once I tap my fucking card, this dude asked my number. Are you fucking serious? You was better off paying for my shit and his shit. At that point, you know, that's some real man activity. I give a fucking phone number. But to watch me pull out my fucking wallet to pay for a homeless man food, the audacity to ask for my number, y'all have to be stopped. Like, fellas, if you meet a woman and you want to make her life be convenient, thank you.
The amount of entitlement in all of that is astronomical. First off, I think that story is capped by her going in there for several reasons. We eventually going to take it for face value, but for right now, the story's capped. Because what restaurant you walking into that's just full of men? Where you at? Where you at in a restaurant just full of men? What restaurant that is? That's what I want to know. You in the restaurant in Boys Town, right? Because ain't no way. What restaurant is just wall-to-wall hard legs? I want to know what restaurant that is. I just want to see the phenomenon. Because I've never seen that before. What restaurant just ain't got nothing but hard legs up in it? Where'd you go to a sports bar? Like, where'd you go? So it's cap. But let's just say that the story is real. That you went into this hard, you know, the hard leg cafe where it wasn't nothing but hard legs, and there was a homeless hard leg in it. And you said, wow, let me pay for the man's food, and then got mad that the other men in the place didn't pay for the food, and then got upset that there was a man that asked for your number after he saw what you had supposedly done. Let's just take that story for a moment. The reason that the man would have asked for your number if he sees this hypothetical situation transpire in front of him probably would have been because, man, she's kind-hearted. She's empathetic. She's helpful. She's, you know, generous. This is a nice woman. This is a kind woman. She showed kindness to a person that was down on their luck. This might be a woman I want to talk to, because a couple of people passed this guy up. She didn't. She walked him in. She got him some food. She paid for it. This might be a kind-hearted woman. Let's just suppose that story happened. That might be why he wanted your number. But then for you to get upset that he didn't come through and pay your meal too, because you're also a bum. So you're trying to figure out, if two bums are standing here, why wouldn't you pay for both the bums? You see how stupid it is? You see how stupid? Now let's go back. The amount of entitlement here. If you see her, you have to start immediately providing. You don't know her from nowhere. You don't know this woman from a can of paint. You might be interested enough to talk to her or attempt to speak to her. And before you can even ask for her number, you've got to, let's say if y'all are at the gas station, you got to pay for the gas and or pump the gas for her and then ask for her number. And then she didn't even say it was a guarantee. She said, maybe, might, I might give you the number. Girl, if you don't get out of here. Y'all get on this internet and say anything that come to mind. Y'all don't got no type of filter from your brain to your mouth to your fingertips. No filter in between none of it. Y'all just get on this internet and y'all blurt out the most foolish things that you could possibly blurt out of your stupid mouth. I've never heard so much asinine BS in one clip. Because what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? You pulled into the gas station because you on E. You needed the gas whether I pumped it or not. Like, y'all wildin'. Now, check this out. I thought y'all had it in your pocket. I have never in my long-legged life got to pull into no place of business, gas station, restaurant, corner store, supermarket. I ain't never pulled into nowhere where money needed to be spent for something I needed and was po-mouthing around to see if what man was going to do it. If I pulled into the gas station, I got the money to put the gas in the car. What is you doing? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? Huh? And you want me to put up with this foolishness? You stupid? And they gotta try to decipher and talk to you and try to have a conversation with you. And this is the crazy mint that comes out of your mouth on a daily basis? Are you kidding me? Be convenient. For real? But if a man asks you so much as to smile, that's doing too much. Like, we're not even going to get on the hypocrisy of it all. Because upon first meeting, what if he say, you know what I'm saying, submit. Before you can say hi to me, you know what I'm saying, you got to dip your head, you know, and pay tribute when you come through. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, is you going to treat me like a king? Kings take tributes. So when you come over here and you want to, you know what I'm saying, be a part of the kingdom, you dip your head low and pay a tribute. Say you going to submit, and then maybe I'll give you my phone number. Now, see, you would think he wild for that. You would think he out of pocket for that. He OC for that, right? He doing way too much. But you want some guy that doesn't know anything about you, where you come from, or nothing like that. He can't even so much as approach you in a friendly manner to say hello. He's gotta be trying to do something for you on the off chance that maybe you'll talk to him. Like, what is y'all? Who y'all think y'all are at this point? Who y'all think y'all are at this point? Before I wrap this up, I want to know, how far is this gotta go before y'all realize how stupid y'all are? How far is gotta go? How many ways do the men have to tell you they done with all of that? How many times do y'all gotta wake up and realize men are not even checking for y'all, no matter how you look and no matter where you are, before you realize, maybe the way we've been going about trying to quote unquote scam these men all the time, maybe that's not working. Like, it never occurs to you. Like, it never dawns on you. I guess you would have to have a brain for things to occur to it. Jump down in the comment section. Let me know what you think. Like, share, subscribe to the channel if you have not. Once again, I'm your host, the Crimson Cure, and this was my perspective. Bye-bye, Crimsonites.